Hello, everyone. This is Jennifer Hall, and you are listening to the Lessons from the Universe podcast. I'm excited today, as always, to share my channeled message with you and to see where it takes us along our path to awakening. Today, I find myself thinking about why we should all keep going. You know, we face a lot of things and we hear a lot of things, and sometimes things aren't easy. But trial and adversity are the tools we use to grow stronger. We pull fuel and nutrition from the very soil, the manure and the debris that attempts to smother us. Of course, that doesn't mean that we have to like it all. I mean, it doesn't need to be, thank you, sir, may I have another? What it's supposed to be is, what do I learn and how do I grow? And then we're supposed to evolve and move on. There's too much to do and too many joys to see and triumphs to unfold for us to sit in our perceived failures, lack, and misery for very long. So ask yourself three key questions. What is the goal here? What is the obstacle I need to overcome? And how do I crush it? They're simple questions. And we can overcomplicate the answers, but they don't have to be complicated. What is my goal here? What is the obstacle? And how do I crush it? And then we need to listen. Not overthink it, not twist it around, but listen. Listen for your inner self. Listen to you. Listen patiently as if you're waiting for a stuttering child or for an emotional old man. Listen. Listen intent to hear. Don't try to fill in the blanks. Just breathe and listen and trust the unfolding. Don't assume. Just ask. Don't ask what it means. Ask where it's going. Feel it. My favorite quote ever is Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "You don't have to see the whole staircase, just the first step." That. Feel the answer. Set it at the top of the stairs. Bless it. Say this, the equivalent, or something better. Bless it and watch the steps light up. One at a time, in perfect place, in perfect time. Do not presume to know the timeline. Do not make a plan and call it solid. Flow. Remember that sometimes the universe sends us after dangling carrots. Everything points us in this one direction. Everything. And we go. And when we get there, the carrot turns into a peach. Peaches are better than carrots. I mean, I guess that's subjective, but you get my drift, right? If the universe knows the only way to get us there is to dangle the carrot in front of our face, so be it. Why would we argue with the peach? The unfolding. Trust it. Trust in highest good. Trust the path. And when it hurts, remember that seeds burst open and that caterpillars deconstruct to become butterflies. Did you know that? That beautiful monarch caterpillar with his fuzzy stripes, when he is tired of being slow, he starts to think about what he can become. And beneath his skin, he creates the chrysalis. His skin splits open to reveal that fragile new state. And within it, what he is doing is turning himself to liquid. He is rewriting his DNA into something entirely new. And when he is done, the chrysalis cracks open. It cracks open, and there he is, wet and weak, limp and shivering, waiting and trusting for the sun to dry his wings and make him strong. He sits there, his new self, in faith. He sits there, his new self, in faith. And he waits for his wings to dry. He cannot become too complacent, because if he stays too long, one of my cats will walk over there and eat him. He can't wait too long. He has to be brave. And as soon as he is strong enough, he has to fly up over the roof to someplace new. Be the butterfly. Be fearless. Know that, yes, sometimes we crack open, but that's okay. So we fly. Yes, it requires some work. Of course it does. You know, people get confused and they state religion as a reason to sit back and wait. And yes, okay, depending on semantics, yes, we can sit back and wait. Okay? In the Bible, it says, ask and you shall receive. It says, it is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. By your faith, it will be given to you. But be clear, it's not magic. There are no silver platters. And be clear, whether you believe the Bible to be a history book or just a book of metaphors and parables, there are a couple of absolute truths that are recognized across all faiths. I have yet to meet anyone that can honestly deny that, one, Jesus was a great teacher, a public speaker, and he was brave. Number two, that he never once said it would be given to you on a big-ass platter. Never did he say, have faith, and out of nowhere it appears. If anything, he taught that faith without works is dead, that you better take some action and not waste the motivation, the inspiration, and the potential that was given to you. At the risk of getting biblical, it was basically John the Baptist, who said, just wait and it will appear. Poof. Right? Jesus had been following John for a really long time. For a long time, he was just this dude that followed John. And then John died. He was also crucified, by the way. And his followers believed he too was resurrected. John left, and Jesus kept listening to the conversation, and then he started to interject. Right? Dissonance. Don't be afraid of dissonance. He started to interject and he said, wait, we can't just sit here and wait. We have to act. We've been given inspiration. What do we do next? What do we learn? How do we grow? Where do we go? What do we change? Jesus was a call to action. And all the other faiths may word it differently, but unless it is misunderstood, it all implies action. I can hear some of you, those of you who know me, and you know my views on Taoism. Taoism, as a philosophy, right, is basically the single best description of flowing with life. And the truth is, if you threw that and a bunch of other things in a blender, you'd have the best. But yes, Taoism seems to be the most complete. And I can hear you saying one of the Taoist most famous quotes, that we do without doing and it all gets done. But let's be clear, please. That does not imply inaction. It implies flow. It implies that we flow through the river of life, around the rocks and through the rapids. Around the rocks and through the rapids to the calm, that we are redirected, that we go where it opens, that we wu wei. Wu wei is a Taoist principle. It essentially means the hard decisions make themselves. I don't do it. I don't force it. I allow it. I allow it to open and unfold. So why should you keep going? You should keep going because you can. Why should you keep doing? You should keep doing because you can. What was it, Galaxy Quest? Never give up, never surrender. I don't mean that. I mean, that's inspiring bullshit, you know, because if we think never give up, never surrender, well, then we don't always flow. We might beat our head against a rock. Why would we beat our head against a rock? I mean, we can argue semantics, but there are truly some people who think that evolution is giving up, that they think it is surrender, but it's not. It's not. When I say keep going, it doesn't always mean keep beating your head against the rock. In fact, it never means that. Sometimes, often, it means change, evolve, and allow yourself to be redirected. Yes, hold on to that vision, that glowing light at the top of the staircase. Hold on to that thing that you can humanly conceive of, because yes, it helps give you faith. Enjoy the way it feels, but make sure you bless it. Say this, the equivalent, or something better. When you say that, there are things that click inside of you. You grow in faith because you're not saying it has to be exactly my way. And you make sure that you are open to see, to feel, and to expect the something better, because that is usually what you are going to get. So write it down, commit it to memory, replace every amen, every I want, every I need, every I see, I believe with this, the equivalent, or something better. Remember, when we go barreling towards something certain and determined, just focused and convinced that this is the one thing, and if not, we fail. Remember, it's not failure, it's a path marker. It's a path marker revealing a turn, a fork in the road. It's not failure because it got us there. So many things along our paths, if we just barrel them over, barrel into it, we might miss the truth of who we are, what our highest good is, what is really ours. And so when the rocks appear, if they do not crumble under your momentum, flow around them. Be lovingly redirected. Take a deep breath and recognize that redirection saves wasted energy and wasted time. And keep going. Keep going, beloved. Grow and change, evolve and learn, and recognize that any day at any time, you can step through a doorway. You can be someone new and someone different. Often when people come see me, right before they leave, right before they walk through the door, I ask them to remember that place in The Wizard of Oz, when it goes from black and white to color. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't, go rewatch it, at least the beginning. There's this moment where it goes from black and white to color. And the feeling is exhilaration. That can be your life any day at any time. You don't actually need an excuse, but it is helpful. We can step through the door and say, today, my life goes from black and white to color. I'm going to notice everything and how miraculous it is. I'm going to trust the unfolding. Trust it and keep going. Till next time, beloved. Namaste. Once again, this is Jennifer Hall with Lessons from the Universe. Thank you for joining me on this journey today. Until next time, namaste.